Among the candidates running in the upcoming Milton by-election, one has a notable history of losing, now tallying in the triple digits. John Turmel, 73, is making yet another attempt at political office after enduring 108 election defeats over a span of more than 40 years, a run started in 1979. He's run throughout southern Ontario, including in Hamilton, as well as in Ottawa, Quebec, and Nova Scotia. This marks his fifth by-election run in the past 13 and a half months alone. This seemingly endless perseverance landed him a spot in the Guinness World Records in 2016, when he was officially recognized for most elections contested. He had been on the ballot in 90 federal, provincial, and municipal elections up to that point. "It was nice," said the perennial contender of the recognition. "But it would have been nicer for humanity if he had won," he quipped. An enthusiastic Turmel described himself in a phone interview with Milton Today Sunday as a math genius who made a living as a professional gambler for more than four decades. With a degree in electrical engineering, he also likens himself to Star Trek's Mr. Spock for his problem-solving acuity. On why he keeps putting his name on the ballots despite the odds, Turmel said, "It's my duty as an engineer. When they gave me my iron ring, I had to promise I would fix things," said the Brantford resident, who's run mainly as an independent over the years, but also represented the Pauper, Abolitionist, Christian Credit, and Social Credit parties. All told, he's garnered a combined 33,442 votes, ranging from 4,563 during a 1994 run for regional chair in Ottawa-Carlton to a mere 11 during the Whitby-Oshawa provincial by-election in 2016. There's only one main goal on his platform: institute an interest-free banking system worldwide. "It's the overall bomb that cures everything," he said. "Get rid of the interest rate." Turmel spoke at great length about his solution, something he references when asked about local issues faced by Milton families, including a lack of affordable housing. In the past, Turmel had fought, and lost, a court battle for candidates to get equal time during debates. With two candidates' meetings scheduled this week, Turmel mentioned he'll likely miss Tuesday's rural debate due to a hospital visit for cancer treatment. As he reflects on his spectacular career, he's not yet ready to hang up the flag. "Let's put it this way, I'm not going to stop until the job is done," he said. The by-election is set for May 2.